Hello, craft beer lovers. Welcome to the Hop and Barrel Happy Hour. I'm Justin.
I'm James.
And we're here tonight with Alyssa Kelly, our social media influencer, and of course, producer Casey.
Hello.
The Hop and Barrel Happy Hour is brought to you by Blind Ninja Studios in the beautiful River Falls, Wisconsin. Before we get started, we'd like to give a shout out to the Black Belt patrons. Andy Thompson, Bjorn Bjornsson, Brian Jones, Devin Stinson, Phil Feldman, and Hop and Barrel Brewing Company. You can support Blind Ninja Studios on Patreon at patreon.com/blindninjastudios or by following the patron link in the bottom of the blindninjastudios.com homepage. This is episode 25, which includes news and updates from Hop and Barrel Brewing for June 2023. So without further ado, let's crack open a beer. What do you got tonight, James?
Today we have the Lemon Twist Shandy. It's a play on our lemon breaker. Instead of just the lemon sour soda, we also have it infused with mango guava. So a nice little twist on a summer favorite.
Yeah, I had this one for the first time just a few days ago, and I'm a big fan. The guava definitely adds a little extra kick I didn't know lemon breaker needed.
It's a nice change of pace from the usual.
You tried this one yet, Casey?
I have not yet, no.
Well, then.
I'm pretty excited.
Oh, is it glass? Wow, you got that pour on there. Nice. Yes, you can drink that. You can.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm good. I'll just drink from the can.
We didn't count.
Nope. There's four of us.
Four of us.
Oh, sorry, I was late.
That's okay. I mean, it's not like I have any other glassware down here, or like I think there were more Hop and Barrel mugs.
Anything
on the table
else?
Too.
There are. But I mean, I've got two other beers in front of me already. So let's be honest. Let's just call it what it is.
We're triple fisting now.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was market research. Is that what that is?
It is. Well, I had to try your wonderful beer, and then you know the patented Modelo, and then of course this, which the guava pops out to me. It's got like that earthy, not like spicy, but kind of a.
It definitely has a lot more, and I learned this the hard way, is that there's far more pulp in this, where I was expecting it to be kind of a lot cleaner. And then especially, as we found with the tap lines, there's a lot more going on here, a lot of thickness and a lot of more fullness and fruitiness.
Yeah. On Saturday, we had wrestling, and I come inside to Tia being like, this is not pouring out. And I was like, yeah, that line's clogged. Let me tell you, just don't deal with it. Have them deal with it.
Yeah, this one's not additives. This one's actually a whole bunch of fruit puree in this one. Mm-hmm. I think the flavor definitely shines through, but
yeah, definitely you can taste it and also the textural components of it. Yeah, a lot heavier.
So you can get this one in the tap room only, an upcoming event we'll talk about in a little bit. Yep. And then I think a couple kegs may have snuck over to Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. But pretty limited availability on this one. Yeah. Speaking of Eau Claire, I guess we'll start off leading about distribution news for June. The event season is definitely in full swing. We've got a bunch of stuff going on in some new markets that we haven't really talked about in the last year we've been gone. But Wausau has become kind of a cool place. We've got three events over 2 days going on with a event at Wausau on Water, which it's kind of like a giant local owned game bar focused on craft beer right on the lake. It's an awesome venue if you get a chance to check it out. And then the original Brews Brothers is having a takeover for us. And then Friday, the 23rd, is the Summer Ale Trail, which is this kind of unique. It's almost like a Christmas village kind of going around shopping thing they do in the summer. But then every store involved has a different local brewery or bar or someone offering up free beer to people shopping.
Fun.
Which I'm sure, great idea for the stores.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Kind of like a grand old days, but
yeah.
In the Wausau community. Yeah.
So a lot more beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the Pride Dabbler on June 23rd that we'll be pouring at. And then Taste of Cumberland. A lot of people kind of like snicker when you mentioned a beer event at Cumberland, but this is one of my favorites since we've been open. It draws in, I think, pushing 1,000 people if the weather's good. But there's almost 100 vendors. It's pretty food focused, too, but it's anyone north of 8 in the Northwoods kind of shows up, and this is a really fun North Wisconsin event.
All 7 people north 8.
Well, it's a lot of people from cabin country, but it's, you know, I can guarantee you there's no better way to spend your Monday night if you're north of 8 and within 20 minutes of Cumberland.
Oh, man, you spoke to tens of people with that one.
Reaching the mats.
Joking aside, it is a really solid event, and I'm glad we've done it every year since we've been open. So it's a lot of fun since now we run it kind of with Bills. So we get to hang out with them, and it's a cool one because there's a lot of restaurants and industry folk and breweries you don't really cross in our area too much. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to try a new segment and see how well this goes for Alyssa. So no pressure, because I know you're worried about that.
A little bit. I like to wing things too much.
We're going to call it Tales from the Tap Room.
All right. So one of my favorite memories walking into work one day is all I see is, you know, someone driving the forklift, Justin strapped, like harnessed in to the forklift, standing on the things, just getting lifted up to the roof because the lights needed to be changed. And then I look at him and I was like, I don't know if this is OSHA approved, but I guess it is now.
There was a safety harness.
Was this in the barrel room or is
this? No, this was outside.
Okay.
Up to the roof just to change the little green lights circling the building. But little did I know that, you know, it paid the price for making fun of him that day, because a few months later, I get a call from Justin, actually 8 calls from Justin, all separately being like, I need you to go up to the roof to look at this. And it's like every time I get down from the roof, it's Justin calling me. Hey, you got to get back up to the roof. You got to check this. And it ends up being this guy has to come out here and check it. So all of those 8 trips up there, and it is a hike up to the roof. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful view, but it's a hike up there.
I think it was raining, too.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
It was not nice. I remember that much.
It was not nice.
Because no one ever has to go on the roof when it's nice weather.
No.
Ever.
No. And not a lot of people have to make 8 trips up to the roof.
No.
But I did that day. And then after that, he was like, yeah, I owe you a beer after that. I'm like, one beer for my 8 trips to the roof? One. And I'm like, no, I get a beer for every trip I just made up there. And I'm still waiting on those 8 beers.
You know, there's a little funny add-on that just a week ago, the guy who got us that safety harness happened to be in for a meeting. And he's like, you know, I've been meaning to drop this off. I realized that harness I left you, the breaking point's like 20 feet. You'd hit the ground before.
It's designed to like hold tight at like high tension forces and then just release slowly over time. So
in theory.
Yeah.
But I like the new one a lot better.
Yeah.
So you thought you were safe at the time, but in reality, you're just going to hit that cement.
At a certain level of force. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that is a tale. So James.
Yes.
We got June coming up. Obviously, summer's in full roll or will be.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got going on?
Sure. So a few updates just in the tap room. We do have our crowler machine up and running now. So up crowlering, and it gives us the ability to start packaging items that normally we don't have in cans of 4 and 6 pack, which is really nice for people to share outside of the tap room, but only available for purchase in the tap room. We have some new merchandise coming up. We have our Lemon Breaker t-shirts available now. Hop and Barrel.
I gotta say, yeah. I know you're getting choked up over this, but I'm excited for the new merch. It's something I think we've never leaned into that much.
Oh, sure.
And we've got some big plans that we didn't have going on before, and it's already started showing up a little bit.
Yeah, it's been fun. We have some things that we've kind of seen in other ways, as far as like bottle openers, keychains, dog bandanas, or just bandanas, but we want to call them dog bandanas. But one thing I'm really excited about is we have a 2023 sticker sheet that we are working on. So rather than making 1 or 2 or 3 different runs of individual stickers, I figured it was a lot more fun to just do 8 or 9 stickers at a time on the single sheet. It's a better price for the customer, too. And so we've already picked out and locked in about 6 different layouts that we are going to stick with. But we also wanted to hear from our fans. So we are looking for suggestions. We're taking votes on which stickers they like more. So you guys are going to be responsible for 2 of these stickers. So have suggestions out now. We are posting for votes. We're doing that in the tap room. We're doing that online on Instagram. So keep an eye out for that now. It is going to be We're going to be collecting votes throughout the month of June, have that finalized in July, and then have it out for printing. So hopefully in about 2 months, we'll have it ready for everyone. So that's something I'm really excited about. As for the events coming up in June, just for the regular monthly events, every Monday we host Red River Fencing Club at 6:30. Every Wednesday we have trivia, 6 o'clock. Every Thursday it's going to be game night at 6. So we have pinball tournaments. It's going to be on the first and third Thursday of the month. We have a new tourney called Thursday Tourney Night. It's going to be the second Thursday. Sometimes it's going to be chess or cribbage. Sometimes it's going to be the Jackbox party games. So we're going to switch it up and see what people like and respond to. And then the last Thursday of every month, it's going to be Dungeons and Dragons night. And every Friday from 6 to 8, we have live music in the brewery. This month, we're going to have the talents of Ian Hilmer, Justin Bartz, Adam Moe, Sarah V, and Zeb. And some of those nights, we're also going to feature some local food trucks, Wilder's Waffles, Deep Roots, and Benny's Bigfoot Barbecue. And they are all delicious, and I'm super excited about it. And then as for some of the bigger events throughout the month, for Saturday, June 3rd, it's going to be our Lemon Breaker Fest. Kind of like the lemon twist that we just shared today, we are offering pucker flights. So it's going to be four versions of Lemon Breaker, the original, the twist, and then two yet to be named options.
Yeah, we've got some ideas, but we're working on what flavors those are going to be.
And those are going to be served alongside a lemon tart, which is going to be baked by our friends at St. Croix Baking Company. So that'll be a fun little flight for everyone. On June 17th, we are celebrating the Hudson Pride alongside Ironheart Wrestling. So we are releasing a special Hudson Pride beer, which is called Death is Just a Pause. It is an ale of black currant, Earl Grey, and lavender to represent the colors of the asexual pride flag. And that will coincide with Ironheart Wrestling event called Pride Honor or Pride Cross Honor. On the same day, they're going to be selling their own Ironheart Pride t-shirts as well as their Enough is Enough t-shirts to support the St. Croix Sheriff's County.
Yeah, I think it's worth mentioning wrestling since the last time we've really talked about it here has really taken off.
And it's really blown up.
They're essentially their own business and now are part of the Hudson Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty much operate exclusively out of our tap room. But they do one or two other events for the year elsewhere.
Yeah.
But they just had their biggest event ever this last weekend.
Yeah.
And it seems they had 188 tickets sold. And that was the most I've ever seen it. The most they've seen it.
Not counting the crowd sitting around the fence. Not
It makes a difference having it outside. It's a lot more fun, a lot more visible. And yeah, I think it's good for
everyone. And it was a beautiful day. People are kind of like trying to see what's going on outside. Mm-hmm. That parking lot was packed.
Yeah.
I was actually later on that night at the Firewater show. And talking to a couple people who are driving by, they're like, oh, yeah, town looks kind of busy. Here's at Ziggy's. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, my God, what is going on?
Someone was just put in a body bag.
It's a little bit of a traffic stopper, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's really good. And then one last big event for the month. So throughout the summer, we have our Rock the Lot series. The second one, it's going to be Saturday, June 24th. There is going to be a beer choir at 1 o'clock leading traditional tavern sing-alongs and good times. We'll be having food hosted by the Laymans, close friends of the brewery, who are just as knowledgeable and passionate about beer as they are about the food that they cook. They'll be doing smashies, griddled smash burgers. Originally, John thought that it would be a disadvantage to press them down to lose the juices, but it's actually offset by the texture and really locks in the flavor. And then we'll be featuring music by Luke Hendrickson and the Crop Circles. It's a 2-hour set from 6 to 8 p.m. outside. They're an energetic combination of folk, bluegrass, and country, soulful lyrics, and just enough twang to complement the perfect summer sunset with a pint of Minnesconsin.
Nice. Yeah, Luke is he's based out of Rochester. They do a lot of touring around the Midwest. A lot of their music's online. You can check them out, but they are a really impressive band. I'm excited to see them do a big set at our place.
It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah.
And a perfect group for the Summer Lot series. So.
Yes. Yep. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
I just want to roll back real quick to the very first event. For the fencing, do we have to bring our own baling wire or?
Good point. It's mostly high tensile.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Barbed okay or?
I mean, do you have sheep?
I mean, if I'm just getting into fencing right now, so I was gonna start with something easier like llamas, and then go to sheep.
Got it. So you need a tall fence, preferably wooden.
Oh, so I gotta bring a lot of planks.
A lot of planks.
Oh man, is there gonna be room in that parking lot for all my planks?
Nope. There's only one way to find out, and it's every Monday at 6:30.
River friends fencing.
Joking aside, it basically it's sword fight club. I mean, it really is.
You shouldn't be talking about it then.
We didn't. It's been going on a long time, and we were very nervous for our insurance about talking about it, but we're good. It's a bunch of history buffs and teachers who teach traditional methods of sword fighting. So it's fencing, but not like you've seen it before.
Is it like the SCPA stuff, or
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to
like that, like the full contact medieval combat, or
yeah, they go light contact when they're practicing. Okay. There. Some of them do contests, and some of them have won at mm-hmm. those contests.
Yeah, oh, awesome. Got a lot of awards, cool.
But it's minimal contact. It's a lot of armor and, you know, weighted, yeah, balanced wooden or polymer.
On Mondays too, sticks. They do a lot of like drills and like training and stuff like that. Okay. Too. So they're kind of like prepping for that. Like Casey, the guy who kind of runs it, which is our brewer's husband, he just runs them through drills and practices and stuff.
I don't remember if you were here for that night, but one of the first ones they did it, we were having a D&D session in the hallway of the brewery.
I was not there for that one.
Well, we were having a D&D session in the hallway of the brewery, and they started going at their sword training in the big room. And someone stands up from the D&D table, looks over at him, is like, "Quiet down, you nerds. We're trying to roll dice over here." And everyone else who wasn't involved just started laughing. It was
was that wasn't GGB or Good Guy Buzzies, was it? Or was that?
No. Oh, okay. God. No, this going back. Yeah, this is the old era. This would have been Ethan's group.
Oh, way back when. That's yeah. Way. OK. All right.
This would have been old Ethan, one of our brewers, ran a group of the starter
years ago.
Yeah, this is a long time. That's how long the sword club's been around. We've kept it quiet. So
secrets out.
Yep. Now it is. So cheers to all of our listeners, except you, Anthony. You know what you did. You can find our beer throughout the St. Croix Valley from La Crosse to Wausau, Eau Claire, especially north of 8. The beautiful twin ports of Duluth and Superior, and all the always down to party St. Cloud. If your local establishment doesn't have our beer on tap or on the shelf, please ask them. It does help. Thank you for tuning in this month. And if you have any questions, comments, or things for the good of the group, hit us up on Facebook at Hop and Barrel Brewing, Instagram at Hop and Barrel, TikTok at Hop and Barrel. And you can also send a message to feedback at blindninjastudios.com. Catch you all next month. Cheers. Me and the boys, we shove through that barroom door, and the heads turn without fail. Well, we drank a mite of whiskey and danced with their women. Them boys, they fought us tooth and nail. We got drunk Friday evening, spent the weekend in the county jail. Well, there's some things you just don't mess with, man, like my guitar, my mom, and my dog, yeah.